Clay, you're about to become the Packers all-time leading sacker. How big a factor has technique and paying attention to detail been to your success?
No, I mean, it's been huge, obviously. I mean, you have to have some level of physical ability to get after the quarterback and whatnot, but as you learn against some of the, you know, other professionals in the league, I mean, it's exactly that. It's technique, attention to detail, trying to just will yourself to the quarterback, want, you know, more than they want to keep you away from them. So, about it.
Like, what does that Mark Larry mention mean to you?
I don't know. I think, with this whole football career of mine, it obviously means more after the fact, whether it's the Super Bowl, playing here in general, the guys who came before me. I'm sure it'll mean a lot more once I'm done playing. But hopefully we can get it to Sunday. I don't have a lot to say on it, really.
Clay, we heard from Coach McCarthy yesterday. He talked about the impression you made on him your rookie year by sitting in the front row at meetings, taking notes, that kind of thing. Are you still
sitting in the front row? I'm in the second row now. I graduated, but I've been sitting in the second row since the second year. So, I was having a conversation with, Ahmad today just about, professionals in this league, and not just the term of, you're a professional football player, but just as far as how you go about your business, whether it's, learning a new playbook in 2-3 weeks' time, or, how you approach the weight room or film study, whatever it is. So, I appreciate he had kind things to say about me, and, hopefully I can keep it going here for, not only this season, but for more years to come.
Well, you've talked about your start as a walk-on in college. Is that a chip on your shoulder still to this day?
Yeah, I feel like that story's played out, though. But, absolutely, though. I was telling Ahmad as well. Maybe it was Vince. That's when you know you're getting old. Is that, I was kind of telling him my story. No, it was Josh. It was Josh Jones I was telling him, yeah. I was telling him how, when my opportunity came back in college, Pete threw me in there and said, don't let me down. And, for somebody who was, on the scout team, the black shirts, as we called it, and, didn't have the best relationship with some of the star players and coaches and whatnot, it means a great deal to now have all the confidence in the world from the higher ups. And once you're given that opportunity, you kind of never want to give it up, and you always have that chip on your shoulder, so to speak, to prove yourself week in, week out, year in and year out.
Clay, do you remember your first NFL sack?
Yeah, Cincinnati, Carson Palmer, spin move, and I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to stay on the outside, but I got it anyways.
How nice would it be to kind of get past that milestone here again against Cincinnati? And
well, I don't know. I think more people, brought it to my attention than I really, knew where I was at. Obviously, I knew I was pretty close to it, but I guess that'd be an interesting stat to have 9 years ago. But, hopefully we can get that, and then I think, next milestone is probably shooting for 100 or something like that. So, like I said, hopefully we can get up to the quarterback this week and, get back on track as far as winning more than anything.
Expect a little more attention,
Nick out now for still. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. Obviously, Nick's been really coming into his own. And, just from watching the past two games, especially, who'd they play week one? With the Ravens, in which they played, and then coming out and playing, a great defense in Houston. Watt, Clowney, Merciless, it's hard to kind of pick and choose. But they were offering help, whether it was the back, stepping up or chip blocks from Eifert or, whoever it may be. So, but it's nothing that we don't expect. I'm not sure if it'll come more my way or, just in general, we probably expect – oh, hey, ha. Just in general, we probably expect, to try and slow us down somehow.
How much do you feel for a guy like Nick? It seems like you can't catch a break, but he played well with the club last year.
Yeah. If he can play as well as he did with one hand, as he did with two hand, we'll be all right. But, yeah, no, it sucks, for lack of a better term, because, we always try and keep it in perspective. It's a tough position to play. I think last year, I think Julius, Julius was the only guy to not miss a game at that outside linebacker position. But, for Nick to, this early in the season to, mess up his hand like that, we're just hoping that he can get back out here and play as well as he did with that cast. But it's tough. This game's all about, this position really is all about playing with your hands, being explosive, getting off, and so on and so forth. So hopefully he gets the time he needs to rest up, get healthy, and come on back. But in the meantime, we'll expect big things from the guys you know, who are going to be filling in, like Ahmad and Kyler. So, you know, we'll weather the storm.
Claire, when you've got a safety player, inside linebacker, the challenge is that to play run defense when a team wants to run
defense. Well, I think we did a good job in week one against Seattle. Obviously, we let up a few plays in you know, the Atlanta game. It kind of hurt us. They did a good job winning the first and second down. That just, you know, third and shorts or not even getting a third down. So that's an issue if you look at it on paper. But we like to think we can overcome, you know, that because we have all the confidence in the world of putting a safety down in the box, whether it's Morgan or Josh or, you know, whoever it may be. So, you know, I think you kind of play that out and see if, you know, you're stopping the run like Seattle, it's no big deal. And obviously Atlanta, you know, maybe you play a little more, you put your big guys in the box. So I think we'll see what that means moving forward as far as certain teams, certain schemes. But, you know, obviously teams are probably going to test you a little bit whenever you're light in the box, so to speak.
How much do the numbers matter to you, Clint? Not just this record, but, you know, 100 sacks, 10 sack seasons. Do numbers matter at all to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd be lying if I said it didn't matter. I think you have a goal you set out for, you know, kind of each and every year. But at the end of the day, at the end of the game, really, you know, sometimes you don't hit those, but you'll make your mark in different ways. But, you know, I don't know. I think when you first got in the league, you're always striving for, you know, some type of number. But then, you know, the wiser you get, the more you realize it's about your impact in a game and not so much based on numbers. So, a lot. I'm shooting for a lot. I mean, right? Isn't that what everybody wants? A lot, big numbers, you know. But I don't know. You know, I don't really have any rehearsed answers for you. I mean, you know, it's obviously something everybody strives for as pass rushers, getting after the quarterback, sacks. And we obviously love hitting the quarterback, but you know, that's kind of the mark that has come to define pass rushers as sacks on the quarterback.
Do you have a rehearsed celebration? I know you can do a little bit more of that this year.
No, I really don't. Thank you for reminding me. I'll have to think something up. Let me do something real corny, yeah.
Clay, I'm sorry if you answered this already. When did you first target this record?
2009, week one.
When did you first realize it was
you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I never really looked at it until obviously got closer, and I thought it was pretty neat when you're dealing with the likes of guys like Reggie White and obviously KGB and stuff like that. But I don't know. I got bad answers for you guys. I mean, it, obviously, you know, once you start creeping within like 20 or something like that, you're like, oh, shoot, if I can, you know, do 10 and 10 or this and that. And injuries have obviously slowed me, you know, down in that regard the last 2 years. But, I don't know. Hopefully we can get this thing and add some more.
So that was 2009, week one?
Week two is when I got my first sack, yeah.
You know Kabir at all?
I met Kabir actually when I was when I just got drafted on my initial flight in here. He was the loudest guy on the plane and introduced himself to me. But I think I've seen him maybe once since, but no, I mean, you know, obviously a special talent. Looking back at his, you know, stats, he was just coming off that edge. Him and Campman were, you know, a nightmare to quarterback. So just fortunate Reggie didn't play here longer than he did.
Hey, Clay, we asked Aaron about you yesterday.
What did he say? Anything good?
He said you're a mediocre.
Yeah, he did tell me that, yeah.
But talk a little bit about just how much you maybe changed from when you walked in here in 2009 and to now, you know, being a dad. Do you think you've changed as a player, and in what ways do you think you've changed as a guy during this span?
This is a one-on-one right now.
Well, if you want to ask the one-on-one,
I don't know how much I've changed as a player or whatnot. I mean, you know, I tell everyone I feel just as good as I do today as I did back in, you know, 2009. Obviously a lot smarter, wiser, and more crusty just from being around, but you know, everything outside of the locker room hasn't really affected me, you know, on the field. Obviously, it puts things in perspective a little bit more. But, I mean, that's just a different deal. That's, yeah, you're growing up, exactly. So, no, I mean, I still feel the same way. I think I approach the game probably a lot smarter. you know, where my time is allocated. If I'm getting real deep as far as, you know, how to film study, how to take care of my body, how to train in the off season, how to eat, you know, and stuff. But for the most part, I like to think, I really do. I feel like I, you know, I haven't lost a step since my rookie year. Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, I think we can all agree that while he may be, you know, State Farm endorser, I pretty much stole those commercials. So if they can just switch the contracts too, that'd be fantastic. I really appreciate that. Yeah, he's, he, yeah, I don't agree with that.